It's day 221 and it's time to step on these scales.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Yes, indeed. Now, I've been talking about how I've refocused my goal. And if I'm totally honest, I don't want to sound like a knobhead, but I'm feeling pretty confident that I'm going to step on the scales today and see some weight loss. I'm hoping so anyway. Obviously, I was 16 stone 6 at the weigh-in at the end of last week. Is that right? Let me just quickly check that again. 16 stone 6. Yes, that's right. So today, I need to be, well, really ideally 16 stone 5. Because I've reframed my goal that I want to, over the next 2 weeks, to be down to 16 stone 2. Originally, I was trying to push it to 15 stone 13. That was a kind of a ludicrous goal, and it was throwing me off my game big time, to the point where subconsciously I was, like I said, I've said over the past couple of days, I was just thinking, oh, can't be bothered. It's just not going to work. What's the point? You know, I was like, I was sabotaging myself. But refocus this goal, 16 stone 2, not this Sunday, the Sunday after. Not this way and the way and after. That's the plan for me in my timeline. So today, when I step on these scales, ideally, I wouldn't be 16 stone 6. Ideally, I'd be 16 5. Even 16 4 would be amazing, but I don't think that's going to happen realistically. So let's go. Get off this chair. Okay, here we go. 16 stone 5. Happy with that. Okay, one more. 16 stone 5. 16 stone 5. Good times. That is crazy. 16 stone 5. Man, that's crazy. I was 18 stone 9 when I started this. That's a lot of weight. Oh, man. I think that weighs more than my daughter. Crazy. Stoked on that. I know what I've got to do. I've just got to keep on pressing on. Sticking to my calories religiously, putting everything in my fitness pal, getting my steps away. Just quickly looking at my Fitbit, actually. I haven't updated it for a couple of days. Let's just quickly have a look. It might take a second just to load and reconnect with my wrist device thing. But yeah, over the past, let's have a look. Over the past few days, so Sunday was 6,900 steps. Not great, but not bad. My weekends aren't usually that good for steps. Saturday I did a lot, 11,000. Sunday, 6,900. Monday, I did 14,800. Tuesday, 19,000. And then yesterday, 5,170, because I was away at this brand thing I was doing yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, I'm getting some decent steps away. Yesterday was a bit of an anomaly because I wasn't in my usual environment. But 14,000, 18,000. Those are the kind of steps I'm doing each day. And it makes a big difference. You know, 10,000 steps, broadly speaking, this is very broad, because it depends on weight, height, all that sort of stuff. But broadly speaking, 10,000 steps is about equal to 500 calories. So, yeah, if you didn't overeat, if you just stuck to your recommended daily allowance of calories, the idea there being, if you did 10,000 steps a day, that's equivalent to 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 30, 35, 3,500, which is about a pound weight loss. So even if you weren't doing any calorie control at all, apart from not going over your recommended daily allowance, you'd still lose a pound a week just by doing 10,000 steps. So, or you'd even out because of calorie creep and stuff like that. So, yeah, anyway, I don't know why I'm banging on about this. I'm just stoked. 16 stone 5. Awesome. See you tomorrow.